Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little life at every day, you will make a big difference.
It's been my experience that you can nearly always enjoy something if you make up your mind firmly that you will. Of course, you must make up your mind firmly. I believe this is something that you and I have in common.
I don't wanna know, no, 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 who's taking you home, 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 home.
今天早读首先我们来用英音读一下。It's been my experience that you can nearly always enjoy something if you make up your mind firmly that you will. 美音版 It's been my experience that you can nearly always enjoy something if you make up your mind firmly that you will. 首先我们来做英音的语音讲解。It's been my experience, 这个 my 和后面的 experience 做连读，我们需要加一个小小的 ye. My experience, 那大家注意不要加成了 ye.不是 my experience, 这样就显得太过刻意了。我们说连读的这个加音呢是需要非常轻快的，它并不是一个十足的一个半元音，而是一个 ye, 正常的应该是 ye, 那加音的呢应该是 ye, 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 my experience, my, ye, ye, 啊，也就是说它的口型呢并不是像 ye 这样的到位，而是就要到这个 ye 的这个口型了呢，到中间的部分就过渡到下面一个元音了。 my experience,My experience, my experience that you can nearly. 后面这个 that 需要做弱读成 that, the, the, 然后尾部的 t 和后面的 you 的 ye 做连读同化读成 ch. That you can nearly, 这个 can 做弱读成 can. That you can nearly always, 这里面的 nearly always 也是做一个连读加音 Nearly always. 那如果我们选择把 always 做重读的话呢，其实这个 ye 就可以不发了。就是 nearly always, 因为类似于有一个小小的停顿在里头了。Nearly always enjoy something, 这里做一个停顿。If you make up your mind, 这里 make 和 up 做连读。Make up your mind firmly that you will, 后面的 that 和 you 也是同样跟前面的这个 that you 是一样的。做弱读并且同化。That you will, 最后的这个 will 做舌侧音。Will,That you will, that you will. 好，再来读一下英音版。It's been my experience that you can nearly always enjoy something if you make up your mind firmly that you will. 那我们再看一下美音版。It's been my experience that you can nearly always enjoy something. 这个 nearly, 注意美音发音。Nearly, always enjoy something. 这个 always, 元音注意。Always enjoy 和后面的 enjoy 做连读。Always enjoy something if you make up your mind firmly that you will. 这个 firmly, 注意卷舌 firmly, firmly, 注意音译和美音的几个区别。如果单词内部含有字母 R, 美音肯定是要卷舌的。Nearly, 还有这个 firmly。好，美音我们再来读一下。It's been my experience that you can nearly always enjoy something if you make up your mind firmly that you will. 我们来看这句话是什么意思。It's been my experience, 也就是 It has been my experience. 翻译成汉语就是我的经验就是啊什么什么什么。我们在之前的早读里面其实出现过这样的一个句式。那这句话是 It's been my experience that an event looked forward to with much impatient desire does not always bring its promised satisfaction. 大家可以点击下面的这个图片来跳转到那天的早读。我们再回过头看这句话说It's been my experience that 怎么怎么样，那就是我的经验就是呢 You can nearly always enjoy something 你几乎是可以总能够享受什么东西的 If you make up your mind firmly that you will 如果你能够下定你的决心 firmly that you will firmly 的意思表示坚定的坚决的也就是你下定了决心你一定会 enjoy something 的话你就真的能够 enjoy something那我们来看这个 make up your mind 这里面表示下定决心也就是做出这样的一个决定那当然这里面的 you 呢我们可以替换成所有的其他的人呢比如说这个我的 make up my mind make up his mind make up her mind make up our minds 都是可以的下定决心我们来看几个例句机不可失下决心吧 It's now or never so make up your mind 这里面的 now or never 的意思是机不可失时不再来大家可以把这个固定的搭配呢记一下 Now or never Now or never 机不可失时不再来再来看一个例句你不能再这样变化无常了你最好现在就拿定主意 You shouldn't keep chopping and changing like this. You'd better make up your mind right now. 这里有一个固定的搭配是 chop and change, 变化无常，这也是一个固定搭配。大家可以把这个词组特殊的记忆一下，这个表示变化无常。那下面呢 firmly 这个词是坚定的，坚决的，它是一个副词。那比如说我本人将坚决的执行这个计划。I myself will firmly carry out this plan. 好，今天早读还是比较简单的，我们需要用 make up your mind 来造一个句子。好，今天早读我们再来读一下。首先是英音版。It's been my experience that you can nearly always enjoy something if you make up your mind firmly that you will. 美音版。It's been my experience that you can nearly always enjoy something if you make up your mind firmly that you will. 今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow. I just show every to you.